Good morning. Today is Thursday, November the 16th. Joining us this morning, Eureka City Schools Superintendent Fred Van Fleck.
Thanks for the pause. Good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
It's a dramatic pause, not a pregnant pause. Let's not start any rumors at all. Okay?
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you for the clarification.
Yeah. And you brought in a couple of buddies today, too, huh?
I did. I have with me today Clint Hunter, our wrestling coach at Eureka High School, and also Jared Childs, who is one of our participants on the wrestling team.
Thank you. Yeah. Yep. It's
and
nice to be here.
Who has the flexibility to be able to get out of school.
Well, yes, probably so. He's probably feeling some of the niceness of that right now.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, if he has a letter of excuse from his coach and the superintendent, nobody's going to say too much about that.
Not really, no. Yeah. That'd be pretty good.
Well, actually, I told
him. And once he gets your signature, this could become something really cool.
Yeah, it's a really good opportunity, honestly.
Yeah.
I really love it.
A secondary market for signatures.
Right. Well, I told him, you know, depending how he did on the interview would be whether I signed it or not.
Oh, my. So this is a conditional excuse.
I'm just kidding. That's not true.
So why wrestling today, Fred?
Well, here we are. We're ramping up our wrestling season for the year, and I thought it would be a great opportunity to talk about how wrestling has changed over the years, because many of the folks out there when they're in high school have an image in their mind of what the wrestling program used to look like, and the wrestling program of today is much, much different than
so
what it once was.
So you're going to use me as a guinea pig?
Sure, let's see if we can pin you here. How are we going to pin you down?
That's, I thought the pig reference because the egg stuff that he likes to do.
All right. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Went over their heads. You don't tell people about that?
About what?
Your egg.
Well, of course I do. Clint knows all about it. Yeah. He sees me at the fairs all the time. He's an ag guy, too.
All right.
Yeah. I don't go to the fairs.
Yep.
So it may just be something different then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So wrestling was mats in the center of the basketball court, practice either really early or really late, a lot of running.
Mm-hmm.
Plastics.
Okay. Plastic sweatsuits that they were running to drop weights, that kind of stuff.
And massive dropping of weight all the time by students to try to get to that
lower
weight class.
Some of this may be influenced by Frank Cheek too, and you know when we were playing ball at Humboldt.
Boys only.
Yeah, he was one of my coaches too for a short period of time.
Frank was.
Yeah. I went to Humboldt State the year I got recruited to go up there and came there and wrestled like a half a season, and then they dropped the program the next year.
Oh, good timing.
And so I transferred.
Did you take that personally?
No.
Okay.
That kind of opened up a door for me to go to UC Davis, so that worked out pretty good for me. So.
Okay.
See, there you go, Aggies.
Yeah. Not too many people in attendance, mm-hmm. and a lot of guys at the point. I know Ferndale's had a female wrestling program for a while, but diehard support from those who were involved and were alumni and the parents of a very determined group. How close am I to today's reality, Jared?
For me, it's very different. I mean, I started my freshman year, and it was very new to me. I had never wrestled, and so like the community and everything was very large when I first came in, and they were really accepting. When I got the hang of things, learning from my coaches and everything, that just wrestling was very complicated, and going on into like cutting weight and stuff. I mean, naturally, I'm like super sweaty. It's really weird. I one practice, I lost like 12 pounds in 2 hours, 3 hours, and that was without using suits. Right now, we just pile up on layers because I think it's illegal now to use like trash cans and sauna suits and stuff, or trash bags. Sorry.
I think they would just use the sweatsuits.
Yeah.
The nylon, you know, the Nike slicky ones, not the cotton ones.
We also go into, like I said, the community, how big it is now, like. That internet, for example, or just media in general, the group has become very large, especially with like the Olympics and everything. Everyone sees it, and now it's just become so big. Everyone, like, you know, Jordan Burroughs. Even when I didn't understand who he was, I was like, he's an amazing wrestler when I first saw him, and watching the professionals now, it's easily accessible.
I guess Dan Gables is probably a little too much before his time.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Heard of him, saw a little bit. Mark Schultz and David Schultz especially, I really love that. Now it's just everyone grows on each other, and it's honestly just about the community, like I said.
Is there a lot of support, Fred or Clint, you know, now for wrestling in the high school setting that may or may not have been there historically?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're getting a lot of the just our approach to wrestling now has really changed, just in the sense of, I think before there would be, you know, the teams were kind of smaller and there was just a, you know, select amount of really athletic, strong, talented kids, and there'd be this select little group of people that would be on the wrestling team. And our approach for the last several years, and really since I've been coaching, is to make it more inclusive so that, you know, anybody that has the courage to come out and try to be of our team and will show up every day and do all the things that we ask and not give up, you know, we have a home for them on the wrestling team. And I think just that approach has really had a profound influence on, like, the parents who see their kids get this opportunity to be a part of something. And just, you know, like, one of our main things, our one goal at Eureka High is we're out to try to be the funnest sports program at Eureka High. And so when parents see you, you know, with having fun as your goal and the inclusiveness of everything, you know, all the parents really get behind it. And then the word gets out to the rest of the community. And, you know, we do a lot of things where we're trying to get the kids out involved in the community, you know, giving back too. And so, you know, and of course the news is really likes to come out and cover all those things, which is always that nice PR for the things that we're doing. And so just all, as far as just, you know, spreading out into the community, we're it seems like we're getting a good reputation, and the community really is getting behind what we're doing.
KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:19. We will be back.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Fred Van Fleck, Clint Hunter, and Jared Childs from Eureka High, from Eureka High Wrestler.
Yeah.
Clint, during the last segment, you talked about a couple of things that I think are kind of intriguing for folks that haven't been around for a little bit, mm-hmm. haven't been around the sport, or haven't been around the high school. One of the things I think a lot of folks historically thought wrestling was football extended, you know, the big guys, the offensive linemen, you know, mm-hmm. those folks that weren't basketball oriented,
right,
that didn't have the abilities for baseball, the wrestling and shot put, discus, in the old days javelin, those types of things, it gave them something to do during the winter time.
Right,
sounds like it's a little bit more sport specific now, that you've got wrestlers, not reformed football players.
Right. Well, we do have our share of football players. There's, I mean, I believe on the varsity team alone, there's 12 to 15 football players that are also wrestlers. And so there still is, you know, that is part of it. There's a lot of, you know, just really good athletes that do, you know, three sports throughout the course of the season. But yeah, there's a whole group of kids that do just train, you know, for wrestling specifically.
Are there transferable skills?
Yeah, definitely between football and wrestling, I believe. Just a lot of the, even in the way you tackle people or the way that, you know, the offensive linemen, you know, try to set their position to, you know, be strong and stuff.
Physics,
all those things.
Leverage,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I think probably the mental toughness that comes along with making it through a wrestling season is probably the main thing that the football coaches appreciate about getting their football players back.
So Jason's your buddy rather than your enemy right now.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, think about that. Wrestling is a unique program where it is just one-on-one, and if it's all on you, whether you win or lose, when you're out there in the middle. There's no There is a wrestling team, so I don't want to say there is no wrestling team, but when you have a match against an opponent, boy, there's a lot of pressure there.
Well, it's like track and field. If you're running, it's not the team running. It's right. You know, you're the guy out there.
But with track and field, you may have 5, 6, 7, 8 guys around you all at the same time. In wrestling, it's you and your opponent right there in the main on the main mat.
You still get a lot of support from everyone on the outside, though. That's what we strive to do. Is like every time we have someone on the mat, we need to go out there and support them, because you want to make sure that they put in their all, and so. They need that supporter. Otherwise, some people quit. They don't feel the greatest, right?
So what was the biggest lure for you?
For me, oh my gosh! At first, it was just a friend was kind of on the edge about doing it. And so I went with him one day, and one of the big guys on the wrestling team decided to wrestle with me. I was scared. Just started.
You're horsing around whipping up on you.
He was beating me up really bad. He was pretty big and. I just got angry. I was like, next day, tomorrow, I'm going to beat him up. I got this. Next day, it didn't work out. And the next day, so on and so forth. But then I got introduced to the other wrestlers. And then the community, my coaches, especially my beginner coaches, because I started out JV my freshman year. They know how to talk to kids and how to get them really into the sport. And they are so supportive. And so I followed them all the way up until I met Clint. And Clint, first off, when I first met him, he was abrasive. Like he would just immediately come up to me and tell me, "Hey, you got this wrong. This is what you need to do correct," instead of, "Hey, you know, this is
clarity."
Isn't the
best. I believe is what we refer to it as old guys.
but then from then on, I met my next coach, Thomas, and him and I really connected because I think a lot like he thinks, and he knows how to really coach me because we both do think a lot alike, and so him and I have some of the same tactics. The way we learn and everything, and so honestly, what really introduced me to it was the people.
Clint, I probably shouldn't ask this in front of Fred, but you know, he'd be listening anyway. When you're looking for the guys and gals that are underneath you in the program, character, does it matter?
Yeah, definitely. We just because we are so passionate about building a certain culture within the wrestling team, and we realize that every single wrestler that comes up through our program and is going to be, you know, the coaches have a powerful position, you know, in these kids' lives, and we realize that. And as we are trying to build this culture of character, you know, and integrity, and respectfulness, and encourage kids to work really hard, as we're trying, we want to mentor that. And so I can't be having people be a part of our coaching staff that aren't good examples themselves. And so that's, you know, that's all, you know, there's obviously we want people that know how to wrestle, but the primary thing is people of character.
And the thing that I'd say to that too, I just want to add on one piece. The students have really responded to that because we talked about a little bit earlier how wrestling used to be a really small, tight-knit group with not that many people out there. How many people do you have coming out for the wrestling program this year?
Yeah, we should have about 55 boys and about 32, 33 girls.
So what's that, 7 or 8 per division?
Yeah, there's probably about more in the middle. But, you know,
well,
like,
yeah,
there's little,
with
there's,
concentrations. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
But there's multiple teams there, so that includes 3 teams, correct? So there's JV boys and varsity boys, and then there's also the girls team.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so right now, I mean, we kind of are just one team, but the way we're functioning, you know, as one team, you know, as far as that goes, but on different weekends, we do travel to different places to find like appropriate levels of competition. And so then, you know, girls may or may not go to actually a girls only tournament. And then, you know, there might be a lower level varsity tournament that we would send our JV wrestlers too, and then make sure we go to really tough tournaments for the varsity guys to push them a little bit. So.
Yeah. Oh, always striving to challenge.
Yeah.
As a superintendent, though, I'd say that's one of the things that I'm really proud about the wrestling program is how inclusive it is and how many kids are out there.
It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Fred Van Fleck and buddies. You weren't a wrestler, were you?
Well, I was. I was. Bert Van Duzer was my coach.
Oh, really?
He was, yes.
Okay.
But I did not.
We dropping a lot of old guy names.
I don't know any of
Yes, but I did not wrestle for my whole high school career. I played football my whole high school career, but I chose to go to work for wrestling. Yeah, I know. I know. Yes.
How long did you wrestle?
I wrestled for my freshman year, and I just got thumped by the seniors. Kind of what you were talking about. And I decided, you know, I like football.
Well, Clint, that's one of the challenges I would imagine also is you've got kids at different ages, different levels of physical maturity, mm-hmm. mental maturity also,
yep.
Wrestling for the same slot.
Right.
Do you inject yourself in there? Do you watch? You know, if you've got a young guy and a senior going at it, are you watching to make sure that safety, I guess, would be the word that comes up?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, the thing that we, kind of part of our approach too, is as the kids develop through the program and they become the juniors and seniors and become the leaders, you know, rather, I think there was this old kind of, you know, hierarchy that would go on where, you know, all the scrubs or whatever you want to call them, the freshmen and sophomores.
That was me when I was in high school.
Yeah, you know, they would be like, you know, underneath the, you know, the juniors and seniors with the people with the athletic ability and all the experience. And we've kind of turned that on its head. And now we take all those people that are seniors and the big physical athletic guys, and we put them on the bottom of the hierarchy to be like, just like the coaches would be as far as being the servants of the people that are the new people that are just now
kind
experiencing
like mentors,
the program. Yeah,
almost.
And so they almost become the mini coaches, you know? And so we don't experience what you're talking about just because they come into this role, you know, of being the servants of those guys. And I know it's completely the opposite of what, you know, has been traditional, but that's just our approach.
Well,
know?
I don't know how much it is or not. I know that in a number of other applications, the same thing. Okay?
Right.
You're going to be his protector, his guard, his mini coach. You guys are going to run together. Your obligation is to teach him as much as you can. So when you're gone, you're leaving a legacy of success.
Right. So if that's flipped over, obviously as the head coach, I'm at the very bottom. You know, so I'm the one that's out.
You're extra.
Yeah. So I'm the one that's out mopping the mats at the beginning. You know, like, and so yeah.
That's cool.
Setting the example.
Fred, I know that, you know, there's the budget issue always. Yeah, you know, and Title IX and all the other stuff that's out there. How does wrestling fit in as far as the budget for Eureka City Schools? Do you give it to the athletic director and say, here's your pound of money, allocate? Or do you guys at the district office kind of get a little bit more involved and say, okay, we're going to assign X amount, so if you know Clint's taking some guys to our gals to some tournament somewhere, you pack in a little bit extra to make that happen?
Well, there's actually two sides of that equation. So the daily budget is allocated out to the high school in a lump sum for the high school to run their entire program. So the principal really has the discretion and works with the athletic director, Christy Christensen, to figure out how they allocate the funds there on the site.
That's everything for everything.
That is correct. Okay. That is correct. Now, the piece that's run through the district office is the facility piece. And one of the components of the facility piece is the new gym that we're building at Eureka High School, and definitely taking into account now. I know Clint would always love to have bigger, bigger, bigger as far as the wrestling room, and I don't blame him for that at all, because size is important when you have 80-plus students out for the wrestling program. But the one thing that the board has done, and we've made a commitment as a district to make sure that we have more than just the space that we have in our current gymnasium for the wrestling program, because it has been so successful, and we want to make sure that there is an opportunity to run efficient, effective practices within the new gym building. And so the board has allocated hundreds of thousands of dollars to make sure, and granted the rooms will be used for more than just wrestling, but to make sure that we have an adequate wrestling room for the students to practice in.
Now, in the old days, the junior highs had programs also, and wrestling rooms associated. Are those facilities, have they been converted to something else, or are they also available to be able to use if there's a conflict in the facility?
Yeah, so we actually, for, I don't know, maybe 20-some years, there had not been middle school wrestling. And actually about 5 years ago, I was kind of put all the pieces, and so we actually reinstated wrestling at Winship and at Zane.
Oh, cool.
And so both of them have had wrestling programs, Zane for 5 or 6 years and Winship for one last year. And so it's kind of cool that we are actually able to put that in place, you know, right around when budgets were probably, you know, 5 years ago, everything was really tight, you know. So to actually add some sports programs at a time when budgets were so tight was pretty amazing.
Turned out for the Jacobs team, though?
We've been wrestling with that. The thing that I would say is Clint recognized the need to build a successful program. You have to reach down into those younger grades and build the program from down there.
You got Little League, you got Pop Warner, you got all these other,
right?
Six Rivers Running Club, Humboldt Aquatics. I mean, you got a bunch of those types of things for the various sports, wrestling.
Yeah, and last year Zane had 52 kids on the Zane wrestling team. Mm-hmm.
And I would say, I'm biased, but I would say Eureka right now is a powerhouse to beat up here on the North Coast.
For sure.
Well, other than Del Norte, you better be. Right? I mean, just population. But we don't need to go down that road, do we?
But actually, candidly, high school size, we're not that much different. Eureka High School is about 1,100 really? Students. Mm-hmm. Arcata High School is 800-plus students. Fortuna High School is about 800 students. McKinleyville High School is a little bit smaller. They're about 600 students. So we're not all that different in size between all of us. And then you go up to Crescent City, and they're almost the exact same size as us. They're just over 1,000 students, a little bit less than us. But the schools now have compressed to where we are pretty close to the same size all around. So the days of Eureka High School being the massive population school around are just not here anymore.
Well, is Eureka still a D4, or have you
Yeah, D4, or? Right?
I don't know. I think the different sports are different.
Yeah, that's what because they've changed it around.
Even, yeah, wrestling.
It's not based just on population anymore. It's based on how you've done in the past, and that's really impacted some of the private schools and with them moving around. And like Clint was saying, based on the support.
I'm thinking sports. Travel schedules. Whoa, all over the board.
Right.
Yeah, because like in wrestling, for instance, they have kind of two things postseason. They have the NCS dual meet tournament that actually has divisions, but the actual individual North Coast sections is all the teams in the North Coast section. So there's 100-something teams represented. So we go up against De La Salle, James Logan, Liberty.
Boys.
Yeah, they're all in our section.
The ones we recognize from, mm-hmm. Oh, he went to this school and he went to that school. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then now they're playing and wrestling at Washington and Oregon and Cal and SC. Yeah. The big guys. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:42.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Clint Hunter, Jared Childs, and Fred Van Fleck. Guys, is there AAU wrestling? I know there is nationally. Is there AAU wrestling within our region similar to what we have with some of the other sports?
Yes, it's not AAU. What they have is an organization called USA Wrestling. And so, and up in this area, on in Humboldt County and Del Norte County, it's primarily what they call freestyle wrestling, which is like Olympic style wrestling, and that's done mostly in the springtime.
And so you're able to compete 6 or 8 months.
Rather than just
a 10-week schedule.
So there's a few weeks overlap with the end of our season from when the freestyle season goes, and then that goes through June. And that's all the way from 4-year-old kids all the way up, through high school kids.
Have you been to one of those, Jared?
Multiple times, yes.
How cool is that?
It's really, really cool. Especially like watching the little kids beat each other up and stuff. I'm sorry, but they really go at it.
Yeah, I have a 6 and 8 year old that both wrestle in that.
And they're
league.
Both participants. Oh,
yeah,
that's
pretty fun. Yeah.
I always thought that the school calendar was the restrictive time. The rest of it, you get kids that are just purple passion. I mean, they're there, and it doesn't matter what the sport is. They're fired up. The parents are there, the support. And then you start to see the same kids in repeated places, and you start to develop the friendships and the connections at that point that really makes it something pretty special. Single sport? Dual sport?
Yeah, I play two sports. I play soccer, and I also wrestle, but I've been doing soccer since I was like 5, 4, maybe 6.
So the running part doesn't frighten you?
No, not at all.
That was the issue for the old guy.
Running?
Yeah. Yeah. More than 80 feet, more than 100 yards, yeah. So where do you go? I presume that there are wrestling scholarships at the collegiate level also. Clint, are you setting the kids up to be able to go in that direction if that's where their heart's taking them?
Yeah. If you're going to be honest about it, there's only so many wrestling scholarships to be got. What's more common is – And again, every year we might have one person that might be a candidate to get a scholarship. But I think on a broader basis, I think what it does do is open up doors for coaches to be pursuing you toward their colleges. So they may not get a scholarship, but they may get encouraged to go, to a certain college or another. I know it did for me when HSU dropped their program. A door opened for UC Davis to get me to come over there.
God, he's brought Davis up twice. I think it's time for us to go. Thanks for coming by, guys.
Thank you.
See everybody tomorrow.